This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast version of Ben and Woods. Thanks for finding us wherever you are, radio.com, downloading the radio.com app, or, of course, you can listen to us on your smart speaker, and make sure you subscribe so you get our content every single day.
Absolutely. And there's lots of other podcasts from other hosts here in the building and here at 97.3. Make sure to check those out as well. But right now, back to Ben and Woods.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and I, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
All right, get your head right, everybody. It is Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. A little pep in everybody's step this morning. That seems to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. The air is a little more crisp. Food tastes a little bit better. And playoff baseball remains undefeated. It always has. It always will. Take your NFL playoffs. Stick them where the sun don't shine. Take your NBA playoffs, other than a game seven. Shove it. Okay? Take your soccer match. Anything. Take hockey is pretty damn close to baseball. But there is nothing like a game with no clock. You can't run it out. You can't. You got to get 27 outs. There's nothing like playoff baseball. I will fight you in the parking lot if you disagree. And frankly, if you disagree, I think you're not real bright. All right? And we will get into all that stuff here on Ben and Woods this morning.
Later.
Holy crap. Holy crap, playoff baseball. Oh, my God. What a night.
It was amazing.
It really was amazing. And I know we don't usually start sports here. I have so many thoughts. I'd like to get them organized. And I'll do that. I will do that. I should have done that. That's called show prep. And I just
that's
didn't.
What you should have been
that's
doing.
That's what I should have been doing
hour.
For the last hour. I couldn't. I was scrolling through Twitter. I spent 25 to 30 minutes on the Dodgers final score thread, watching Padre fans just obliterate Dodger fans. I watched Dodger fans weeping in the mentions. This is the beauty of playoff
that
baseball.
That was the bit all season long. Padres fans Padres Twitter would attack the opposing final score thread. The most I ever saw throughout the season was against the Rockies back in June. It had like, I don't know, 1,500 maybe. It was right after they refused to post it
Correct.
The next game.
Correct.
So you knew that had some anticipation. As of right now, 5:04 a.m. on Thursday morning, the Dodgers tweet of thank you to the best fans in baseball for an incredible season. It's got 3,175 retweets, almost 15,000 likes, 4,300 comments.
Oh, mamacita.
And a lot of familiar names.
A lot of people we know in there. And listen, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, cool. You made the first round of the playoffs. BFD. You're on the couch today, along with Eric Hosmer, along with Manny Machado, along with Chris Paddock, along with great. You played five more games,
games. We got the better draft pick.
Yeah, and you spent an assload more money, and you blew it again. You blew it again. And we'll get into all of this today. I want to introduce the show. I'm Woodsy. I'm half of Ben and Woods. Ben will be in shortly. I know he's probably fired up to talk about this today. And I know Ben is going to try to be the voice of reason, because I know Ben, and he really likes Doc Roberts, and I do too. I've met Doc before. He's a really nice guy. But that's on Doc Roberts last night, period. There's no, like, yeah, the players got to execute, but You got to stop putting some of these guys in these positions. And I can't wait for Ben to get in here and try to explain and whitewash that situation that happened last night, because I know he will. He loves Doc Roberts and would take Doc Roberts today as the Padres manager. I don't know that he's the right guy for the job, especially when it counts. I mean, it really is. It's really gnarly. But so anyway, we'll get into all of that. To my right, though, our assistant producer, Hammer. No kooky videos today that you did yesterday.
Couldn't find anything.
Yesterday was more calm for you.
Yeah, I had to go to work.
You had to go to work.
Got to go to work.
And you're not going to get faded before you go to work
at
Nordstrom's.
They told me I'm not allowed to do
that. Not allowed to do that anymore. And to Hammer's right, our executive producer, Paul Reindl. Good morning, Paulie.
What to do, baby?
Oh, man. What a night. What a show. I want to talk, though, right now in the open about the Ben and Woods diet that's going on right now. I'm currently mired in some really bad eating brought on by my trip out to Arizona. Now, you're not going to get a home-cooked meal when you're on the road in a hotel and in an Airbnb for a week. You know what I mean? So you're eating like crap. You're with your boys. You're like, oh, let's go grab a burger. Let's grab a pizza. I haven't had a vegetable in like 12 days. You know what I had for dinner last night? I had a pizza for dinner. I got to stop. Hammer has been wearing out his Olive Garden card. So much. Hammer and I, our insides are rotting.
Yeah, something's happening in my body right now.
Something's happening inside. It's not good.
I don't know if it's bad either. I just think it's just part of the Olive Garden process.
It's part of the Olive Garden experience. Well, listen, and once a week having Olive Garden is probably okay, you know, for the insides and for your health and things like that. But you're averaging at least once a day.
Yeah, it's something like that. I'd say 6 days out of seven. I take one day off to go hang out with the family.
So 6 days, he's having a meal because he's got that pass, the Olive Garden all-you-can-eat pasta pass.
Oh, yeah, just dominate pasta bowls.
He's dominating pasta. So, for instance, yesterday you went in. What did you have yesterday?
I got the fettuccine alfredo. You get crispy shrimp fritas, and then I took home.
What do you mean shrimp fritas?
That's what it says. It's crispy shrimp and then F-R-I-T-T-A, frita.
Okay. Never heard of it.
I thought you said Fritos.
Yeah, shrimp Fritos would be disgusting.
What the hell?
That would be delicious.
Be disgusting.
Shrimp Fritos?
Be hideous.
What the hell is a shrimp Frito?
Fish flavored chips are hideous.
Oh my God.
Right?
Have you even had a fish flavored chip to even make this?
No, but I've seen them before.
They have those?
Yeah, they have fish flavored chips.
No, they have fish and chips. I don't know if they have fish flavored chips.
They have shrimp chips.
Probably Lay's. Lay's has those weird. Like,
oh yeah,
all those random.
Now these
flavors.
Are like they're,
roast beef these, potato chips.
These are Japanese. I've seen them. They're shrimp chips. They look hideous
because they got the shrimp flavored ramen. So right. Maybe it goes along those lines.
But anyway, so you go into Olive Garden and you're piling down fettuccine.
The Target shrimp chips.
Yeah, fettuccine alfredo.
Yeah,
with shrimp bits in it.
I got breadsticks and salad. So that's definitely. I'm doing my vegetables when I go to Olive Garden. I'm definitely knocking out my greens.
Yeah. Okay. So you do get a salad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've done the soup maybe three or four times, but the soup just becomes too much because I go hard on the pasta. Like, I'm taking down two bowls trying to take home a third.
How you doing on the breadsticks?
Pretty good. I'll take down at least, on average, 3 to 4 because each time they bring them out, they take two at a time, so I always get a refill because I got two as my preview for my appetizer, two for the meal.
Okay. So, yeah, you're doing that almost every day.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you're going to put on some weight. I'm eating like absolute crap at home. I mean, and it's because I was on the road. It's hard to eat healthy on the road. Now, you can do it, but if you're a traditionally kind of a lazy turd like myself, you're not going to. You can, but you're not going to. You're like, oh, cool, there's a Taco Bell. I'm going to grab that. Let's get a pizza tonight. Let's get Chinese food. I'm eating like garbage, and I really need like a full cleanse or my insides are going to rot out. I'm rotting away.
How do you cleanse the inside of your body, though?
I don't know. I've heard it's all a myth. I've heard that a cleanse.
I've never done the cleanse.
The cleanse bit is a bit. It's, you know, a juice. Now, I've done a juice cleanse before. If the goal was to keep me on the toilet for 3 days, it worked. Then it definitely worked. Felt pretty good after, but it's a juice fast. I didn't eat any food. 3 days. It was awful. But the juice was really good. But anyway, Paulie, how's your diet been?
Been okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, been good.
Just okay?
Good.
Clean?
No complaints.
No complaints.
Yeah.
I bet not. Paul, I have no complaints either.
Well,
because the food
enough.
I'm eating is delicious.
Case, right, you're eating
it's
pizza.
Just not
complaining
okay,
about
well,
that.
In that
it's just
case,
not good for
I have
you.
Some complaints.
Okay, but, some complaints.
Yeah, no. Good. A lot of Costco chicken happening at my house.
Okay.
Love Costco chicken.
Got the big bag, the giant
like
bag
the
of frozen.
Yeah. Fried?
The rotisserie,
no,
right?
No. Frozen chicken breasts.
Oh, okay. All right.
That we talk about rotisserie chicken.
I do like rotisserie.
Dude, I love rotisserie.
Just pull it off.
Yeah, it's like $5.
Eat it like a caveman would do it.
Finger food.
Exactly, Hammer. Anything you eat with your fingers is finger food. But at any rate... the health of the Ben and Woods show is, I would say, in severe jeopardy right now.
How's Ben doing?
I don't know, actually. Ben is, you know, with his schedule, if I had his schedule working two jobs and being out, you know, all the time, I would be a whale. I would be an absolute whale because it's hard to do. But I think he manages it okay. He does enjoy food. I know that.
I've seen the blogs.
Yeah, you've seen the blog. He has a new blog, which I have not read yet. How was it?
It was awesome. It was about pizza.
It was about pizza.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the best pizza in San Diego? The pizza hotline's open.
I used to love Basic Pizza.
We're doing this.
And now I'm taking any recommendations because Basic Pizza is under new ownership and they've been really
letting me
down.
That's disappointing. I liked big fan of Basic.
For the past year, it just
the
hasn't been the
pizza
same,
they had.
Man.
Oh so my God.
I'm taking recommendations for a new pizza spot in San Diego because mine's not the same.
I'm a big fan of Urban.
Yeah. Urban's good.
URBN.
Urban Leaf.
Urban. Oh. Urban. Again, afraid of vowels. Probably a millennial
owner.
It does
look cool.
Urban Sizzin.
It does. It does. Urban Sizzin is really good.
Vowels are expensive.
Vowels are expensive. Why have a sign with five letters when you can have a sign with four? URBN.
You definitely do pay by the letter.
Why didn't they just do RBN then? Urban. Why did they have the U? Did I just blow your mind?
Because that could be Arbin.
Arbin.
Like Arbin. I don't know what, actually.
Well, our Ben will be here very shortly. He gets in about 5:30 every day.
Not our Ben, your Urban.
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 Our Ben.
I like our Ben.
Our Ben will be here very, very soon. I'm a big fan of Urban Pizza. It's my favorite by far. Last night I went with Crust Pizza, it's called. Pretty good.
Pizza has crust.
No,
all
that's
the name usually.
Of the place. It's called Crust.
Oh.
It's pretty good. It's right by the house. So
big fan of Woodstocks.
Keep it easy. Don't think I've ever been to Woodstocks.
They roll the crust over the sauce.
Oh, I'm in on that.
So
I did drive 20 miles out of my way when I was in Phoenix to go to CC's Pizza, which is a dump. $2.99 pizza buffet. It's a total dump.
It's like the Taco Bell of pizzas.
Bro, it makes Taco Bell look like the world's greatest taco shop. I mean, CC's pizza is a dump. They used to have it here.
It was like off University,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I grew up on CC's, and I haven't had CC's since.
I always drove past that one. I never went in.
Of course.
Anybody that charges $1.99 for all-you-can-eat pizza, there's no way it's good pizza.
I went 20 miles out of my way in Phoenix to go get CC's pizza.
CC later. Isn't that true? Isn't that what they say when you leave? CC later?
I don't know. They didn't. I must have missed that part of the experience.
Woods was always in a food coma when he left, so he doesn't remember what they said when he left.
Oh, man, I did. I piled it down. And you know what? It tasted just like it did in high school. It was great. Coming up next, we got a jam. We got to get to break right now. This is going to be a fun show, I'll tell you right now. What is this, Paul?
We had a really good conversation yesterday about Jace Tingler.
Okay.
Ben Higgins. Who the fudge is Jace Tingler?
Who the fudge is Jace Tingler?
We'll replay that. In case you missed it.
Yeah, we'll replay that for you next on our 97.3 The Fan Spotlight. .3 The Fan, it's Ben and Woods. Man, what a night. What a night. Holy cow. I mean, listen, if you're a Dodgers fan, you listen to this show. I got a DM from one of my buddies, Alex, and he's a big, big, big Dodgers fan. He writes me and says, I am absolutely gutted. Please don't talk baseball on the show tomorrow. This is taking too much out of me.
We can do live play-by-play of the Lakers and Nets game going on right now in China.
Actually, I don't think we're allowed to.
No.
I think the Chinese government will
I guess we're going to have to talk baseball today.
I'm shocked. I shouldn't be that shocked, but I'm shocked. And I cannot wait to dive into all of this today. But listen, you know, as fun as it is to poke fun at the Dodgers' misfortunes, because that's what you do when you're a Padre fan, we've got our own problems here in San Diego. We really do. And it starts at the top. We need a manager. And we got into that conversation yesterday, and very, very brazen and egotistical of us to replay a conversation we had yesterday. But that's what we do here on Ben and Woods.
Content is content.
Content is content. And if you missed it, here was our conversation about, well, possibly future manager Jace Tingler.
Who the fudge is Jace Tingler?
It's one of my favorite moments of Ben and Woods ever.
I guess you call that a UT scoop last night. So, I mean, the rumors are flying all over the place when it comes to the Padres managerial search. Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan on a Wednesday morning. You had Buck Showalter's name brought up all over the place last week. Buster Olney tweeted yesterday again that Manny Machado was pushing hard for his former Baltimore manager to get a serious look.
Sure.
So, you know, Buck Showalter this, Buck Showalter that. And then UT comes out last night and now Buck Showalter's not a candidate. But guess
how,
who is?
How? How is he not a candidate anymore?
It could be that he already is locked in somewhere else. There's a lot of reasons. And he also have a lot of false flags in a managerial search.
Yeah.
Names that, you know, really aren't on the list, that you hear are on the list. Names that you don't hear at all that are on the list. But you heard a couple of them yesterday. Ron Washington is brought up. No surprise there. We've talked about Ron Washington a bunch. Former Texas Rangers manager. But the name that came up in the piece that I think just floored about everyone, including myself, again, Jace Tingler. Who the fudge is Jace Tingler? Now, let me start by saying that the Padres get to do their own search for a manager. It's their team. They get to pick whoever they think is the best choice to lead their team into the future. And if it's Jace Tingler,
oh, no.
Then go ahead. That's your right to hire Jace Tingler as manager of the Padres. He could be a brilliant mind who pulls every right string and turns the Padres into a World Series contender in a matter of months. I don't know, because I don't know anything about Jace Tingler. I promise you this, though, for the people who are listening, you know, on their way to Petco Park, who are working there today. And you don't have to listen to me, but I promise you this. If you hire Jace Tingler, you will get killed. You will absolutely get killed in this market. And you're okay with that. If you are so confident that he is the right guy and you hire him anyway, knowing that you are going to get hit over the head with a sledgehammer by people like me and Woods and every other talk show host and columnist and television anchor in this town and every fan with a Twitter account, and you think you are so sure that he's the right guy, more power to you. You just know that you have to eat your lumps throughout spring training, first couple of months of the season, every losing streak. You're going to have to take your lumps because everyone's going to say, I thought we needed an experienced manager. I thought we needed someone who could hit the ground running. I thought we expected to compete this season. And you may think that Jace Tingler checks every box on your list. You will get destroyed if you hire, you know, what seems to be AJ's old buddy from the Texas Rangers, Jace Tingler, because no one knows who Jace Tingler is. No one outside of a Texas Rangers fan, I would imagine. I mean, I guess.
I promise you, Texas Rangers fans don't know who Jace Tingler is. Who's the base running coach for the Padres now, Ben?
I don't know.
Exactly. It can't happen. I got a text from Paul yesterday with the highlighted thing, and I remember I looked at it, I went, what? No. My initial reaction was, all right, fine. Just go get Girardi. And I've been a little bit anti-Girardi. I'm like, anybody's better than some no-name guy.
Who
and again,
the fudge is Jace Tingler?
If the Padres hire Jace Tingler, I'm not going to stop being a fan.
Still going to watch.
I'm not going to stop pulling for them. It's going to be a rough few months until Jace Tingler proves beyond a shadow of a doubt
that he's the guy,
that we were all wrong, and that, boy, we're going to look really silly
his
in a couple
egg
of
on
years
our face, yeah.
When Jace Tingler is lifting the World Series trophy and handing it to Ron Fowler, you know, on the pitcher's mound at Petco Park, and then we'll all say, I remember that day when I said, who the fudge is Jace Tingler? And we'll have a nice laugh because, well, you know, we're talk show hosts, but I promise you, you're going to get killed. You are. Just know that going in. I'm sure the Padres are smart enough that they know.
Yeah.
That if they hire Jace Tingler,
the news cycle is not going to go well for them on that one.
It's you can't. We've said it over and over and over and over again.
I looked it up. He's got a good record of coaching in the Dominican League, which probably means he checks that, you know, communication Spanish language box. Rookie ball, a lot of first place finishes in the minor leagues. 38 years old, you know, has done that front office slash dugout experience with the Rangers. Worked with A.J. Preller when he was in the Texas Rangers organization. It sounds like A.J. Preller would be very comfortable with a guy like this.
Which I think is the absolute wrong move. I think A.J. Preller and the San Diego Padres need to hire somebody that makes them a little bit uncomfortable. I really think that's the move. Then again, I don't run the baseball team. I will say as a fan, if you hire Jace Tingler, it will be my fingers will go to the middle of my brow, and I will put my head down, and I will rub my brow feverishly.
The tweets just from the Dodgers and Giants and Diamondbacks fans
alone,
kind of laughing at the Padres. Jace Tingler?
I mean, the guy could be the next A.J. Hinch, but I don't know that this is the place where you need to figure that out.
Andy Green, you cannot take
that
risk.
You cannot take that risk. And the thing is, man, is...
if you just fired Buck Showalter or Joe Girardi, then maybe you got a little... you have no wiggle room.
Dude has interviewed for management positions in the past and did not get them for, I'm assuming, a reason.
Well, he's only 38.
I get it. He's super young, but... I'm telling you, man.
That's younger than even Andy Green was, right? When he was hired? The same age?
It cannot be.
I remembered when they announced Andy Green as manager of the Padres, and my first reaction was, who? But at that point, we knew the Padres were rebuilding, that it was going to be a process. And, you know, Andy was impressive and came in and, you know, talked a good game and was a smart guy, and I was more than willing to give him a chance. I will be willing to give Jace Tingler a chance.
You have no choice.
We would have no choice otherwise.
You're not, and it's not because we work here. It's because I want to see the team win.
I just feel like when we talked to Ron Fowler last week, Woodsy, you weren't here on Friday. Paul, didn't you get the sense that a name like Jace Tingler wasn't going to be near the top of the list, right?
No, it seemed like it was. I mean, last week it was like Madden, Showalter, Girardi, and kind of nobody else. You know, Bochy, but like big name, guys with experience, guys that have won. Ron Washington was like the dark horse.
Wasn't going to be an experienced guy. It was going to be someone we were very familiar with, Mark Loretta. You know, the early names we were hearing, they all made a lot of sense.
And maybe it still will be. Maybe we're overreacting for no reason because obviously the ink is not dry yet at all on anything, and it could be nothing more than a rumor.
But
the fact that it's out there gives me a lot of pause. It gives me a lot of me saying, what the F? You know, guy, what are we doing?
And maybe you bring a guy in because you want to hear his ideas, and, hey, A.J. knows him, and it gives him a little boost. Hey, I heard your name associated with the Padres. Helps him get an interview somewhere else
maybe
at some point, and you don't have any intention of hiring him. I don't know what the story is. The only thing I know, and that is from growing up in San Diego and being a member of the media now for the past 22 years in this town. You hire Jace Tingler, you're going to get killed.
You're
going to get killed. And you know
what? Are you sadist?
They have
up there? Like,
you know what?
I will say this.
A lot of people in that front office at Petco Park, starting with Ron Fowler and Peter Seidler, they have thick skins.
They do.
They don't mind getting killed if they think they're doing the right thing, which I respect the heck out of that.
I do, too. It's hard. It's hard to do in this day and age, dude. To kind of stand your ground and do what you believe in. It really is. It's a lot harder than it used to be.
But again, if you hire Jace Tingler, until the day he proves me otherwise, I will be one of those out there killing you on it. I have no other choice.
There's no choice. There's no choice. And listen, I mean, I'm sure if it's Jace Tingler, we'll talk to Jace Tingler.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jace.
First conversation with the new manager of the Padres on Ben and Woods on Friday.
Were you blown away when you got the call to come manage a baseball team that is lost 90 games in perpetuity? Like, here's the other thing, Benny.
Rangers aren't exactly killing it the last few years either.
Exactly, and I'll tell you what, man. Next year cannot be a stepping stone lily pad 500. It can't be. It cannot. It's 90. It's like 90 wins or bust. I mean, really, it's 90 wins or bust. There cannot be 81-81 next year. There just can't be. It's
it
done.
Be an 11-game improvement.
Right, but it just can't happen.
All right, get that out of the table.
And you did that to yourself.
I don't want anyone to be surprised by my reaction.
Who the fudge is Jace Tingler?
Now that's out on the record. Everyone knows. Everyone knows where we're coming from. I just wanted to say my piece on that one.
Oh, boy.
And, again, we're talking about one rumor and one report.
Yes.
And in a season where you've got all kinds of rumors flying around. But,
Oh, God.
All right. I enjoyed that discussion.
I did too.
I felt like I needed to get that off my chest. I have no doubt that the Padres will hire who they think is the best manager to try to win them games and get them to the playoffs. It could be Jace Tingler. I just wanted to make sure they knew that I couldn't be at least initially on board with that, and nor would anyone else. Mm-hmm. Who the fudge is Jace Tingler?
As long as they go into that knowing that they lose the press conference, they lose the announcement, they lose the initial tweet.
If that's who they want to hire, you know, good for them. They, you know, that's
their money.
It takes a strong will to ignore the tides of the public and do what you think is right. And I know they'll do what they think is right, but Jace Tingler is not going to go over well.
No, it's not. I mean, unless Jace Tingler rips off a 100-win season next year, I think everybody in the media, ourselves included, would be happy to admit, hey, guess what? We were wrong.
Now you
I mean,
say,
no problem.
You say Dave Roberts wouldn't go over well now.
Dude, how do you...
In San Diego.
How do you hire him, Ben?
Let's get into that discussion. And as long as we're talking about managers, and since I just said what the fudge,
yeah,
I'm just going to say holy shilt.
Thank you, Jesus.
With the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Wow.
After their win yesterday as well. Did you catch this audio and this act by the skipper of the Cardinals? We're going to have that for you coming up next. Tier 1s, welcome. It is our 5 a.m. hour. We love when you get up early with us right here with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Kershaw's 1-0 to Rendon, swung on, hit of the year to deep left center field. Taylor going back, warning track, at the wall, he leaps, it is gone, goodbye! Bang, zoom goes Rendon on the second pitch from Clayton Kershaw. And this is now a one-run game here in the top of the eighth inning. Rendon with his first home run of the series and the postseason. He drives in his fifth run of this series. And it's now the Dodgers 3 and the Nationals 2 with nobody out here at the top of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. He swings and belts one to deep right center field. Way back! Going! And gone! Goodbye! Halfway up the pavilion. A tremendous game. Tying home run by Juan Soto.
Kelly's one-strike pitch. Swing a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick has done it. They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5. The Nationals 7, the Dodgers 3. Do you believe it? Swinging a fly ball, shallow center. Racing on is Taylor, closing on it, dives. And he caught it! A diving catch ends the series! What a play by Michael Taylor! A diving catch, and the Nationals, for the first time in their history, will play in the National League Championship Series. They're celebrating on the pitcher's mound, jumping up and down. Michael Taylor getting surrounded near second base with a diving catch to close out the Dodgers. Final score, the Nationals 7, the Dodgers 3. The Nationals win the series 3-2. And it's on to St. Louis to play for the National League Championship.
I mean, if the blame falls on me, I've got no problem with it. You know, I feel that, you know, my job is to put guys in the best position to have success. And if it doesn't work out, there's always going to be second guessing. And I got no problem, you know, wearing the brunt of that. That's okay.
Well, not everybody hurts.
Everybody hurts.
Saw some Padres fans who weren't hurting.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. And like I said earlier, means nothing. The fact that you played 5 more games than the Padres. You're both making golf reservations. Say, hey, you got room for a foursome out there at Shady Glen or wherever? It means nothing. 106 wins for naught.
Are they playing at a retirement home?
I don't know. Trembling Hills?
But I think the indelible image of this postseason, the lingering one that you'll see pictures of years and years from now is, of course, going to be Clayton Kershaw hanging his head.
It should be his
alone in the dugout.
They should do that image for his plaque in Cooperstown, I think. Instead of the regular face, just him slumped, staring at the ground again. Here's the deal, Ben. If I'm the man, well, Steve Woods manages the Dodgers next year. Like, they call me, they hire me, they pay me next to nothing. We need you to be a puppet, okay, for the regular season. Clayton Kershaw goes 21-1 with a .89 ERA. When October hits, I say, Clayton, head to the bullpen. You're Eric Lauer. I'm going to bring you in maybe to get one lefty. You're not going to start. You're going to come out of the pen when we're up six, down six. You're going to be my garbage time guy. Stop trying to make Clayton Kershaw in the postseason happen. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen, ever. I don't know what it is.
There have been guys who have struggled in the postseason and figure it out at some point in their career. It's not impossible that Clayton Kershaw
wouldn't be on my watch.
Could come back next year and have a couple of good starts in the postseason.
It would never come on my watch. That guy would not see. I'd tell him to stay in the bus. Stay on the bus. And we'll text you if we possibly need you.
Here's the weird thing. It's Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan. The weird thing for me is that I may like Clayton Kershaw more today than I've ever liked him.
Why? Because he wore it?
The way that he wore it after the game and didn't hide from it. He didn't try to explain it away. I mean, this is as good as it gets in terms of accountability. And sitting there when you are at maybe the low moment in your entire career, entire professional career for Clayton Kershaw, is sitting there in the post-game clubhouse for the Dodgers, surrounded by reporters, and this is what you say? I mean, I got to tip my cap to Clayton Kershaw on this.
You know, I'm not going to hang my head. I'm going to be here. I'm going to continue to try to fight, continue to try to compete. I'm not going to shy away from it, continue to do it. Everything people say is true right now about the postseason. I understand that. Nothing I can do about it right now. It's a terrible feeling. It really is. But, yeah, I'm not going to hang my head. I'm going to be here next year and try to do the same thing and continue to try and do it every single year.
I mean, when your team was trying to stage a comeback, you were, in fact, on the bench hanging your head. In fact.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. No. I mean, look, again, that's on Doc Roberts, man. Period. Stop trying to shoehorn October greatness for Clayton Kershaw. Stop trying. If you don't give him that opportunity to blow it, he won't blow it.
Do you have another example of a player, a transcendent player?
Pedro
though?
Martinez.
Pedro had some great playoff starts.
He did. But against the Yankees, not so much. And Grady Little trying to shoehorn him in one of those games. I can't remember what year it was. And the Yankees just crushed him.
And we'll talk about Dave Roberts, but it's an impossible situation for a manager to have a superstar player that you can't rely on in the postseason. Because if you go to someone else and they get lit up, then you are negligent. You are incompetent.
I disagree.
You are incompetent, and you should be fired. If you go to your second best player and they blow it, and you leave your best player sitting there unused.
Clayton Kershaw is not a reliever. He's not a relief pitcher, and he's not great in October. So you've got guys in that bullpen that can get you six outs, and Clayton Kershaw clearly isn't one of them, and he's proven it time after time after time after time. You trying to shoehorn a great moment for Clayton Kershaw.
But the team that won the series tried to avoid their bullpen as much as possible the entire way, and it worked.
Yeah.
That's what the Nationals did. They tried to put
the Dodgers are built a
lot differently. In situations they weren't used to. They had to because they had a terrible bullpen, so they did it. The Dodgers also had a at least relatively weak bullpen compared to the rest of their roster. So they tried to do the same thing that the Nationals did that was successful. It didn't work for the Dodgers.
Yeah, and the whole thing of, well, my best player is Clayton Kershaw. Not anymore. I mean, the guy threw an 89-mile-an-hour belt-high fastball to Juan Soto. And look, the pitch he threw to Rendon, Rendon's a great hitter. He hit a great pitch out. That happens. Why is he throwing to Soto? Why would you even give him that opportunity? Oh, lefty, lefty. Get out of here. Stop trying to shoehorn these great moments.
I would assume the only reason that Dave Roberts left him in to face Rendon was because he wanted him to get through Soto.
He got through Eaton, no problem.
Right.
Like, he got through Eaton. No, so, right there. And you wanted to shoehorn a great moment.
If I'm Dave Roberts.
Call it right there.
If I'm Dave Roberts, I'm thinking, okay, we could take him out right there.
Done.
Or we've got a two-run lead. Rendon, no matter what he does, he can't hurt
us.
I want the lefty against the lefty in that second at-bat, and then...
He's got other lefties, though. He's got other lefties that aren't Clayton Kershaw. That you know...
Not even close to Clayton Kershaw. They're far worse than Clayton Kershaw.
No, much better in October than Clayton Kershaw. How do you run a guy out there that continues to drop the ball in October every single time? I don't understand. I'll never understand.
Kenta right there, it was one of those. Clayton, I felt good about Clayton right there at Eaton. And
You're done.
You got Rendon and Soto. So I felt that I like Clayton. I threw, I don't know what it was, a couple pitches. And we had Clayton ready for whatever today. And so for Maeda to go through Soto, you know, Kenta in this role, we really liked him against the right-hander. And the success that Clayton's had against Soto with a two-run lead, I'll take Clayton, you know, any day in that situation. I just think it's one of those where it was easy for me to get Clayton with the low pitches, to get Rendon and then go out there and get Soto. And to have Kenta behind him, that was my thought, and not have Kenta go through Soto.
No sense.
We're going to probably have to open the phone lines this morning because
I got a Dodger fan texting me, you're 100% right. Roberts S the bed. He did. It sucks. Dave's a great guy. He's a super nice guy. That team with 106 wins in the last 3 years, Ben, that team is built to win championships.
All right, we'll continue this discussion. Before I want to get to what I teased, though, because...
Say it again, though.
Holy shilt.
You're getting so close to being interrupted.
There used to be a saying. It was a great Las Vegas tourism, you know, line. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
One of the greatest ad campaigns
it was
in history. Yeah.
But nothing that happens stays anywhere anymore. There are almost no secrets. There are no closed doors. There's no areas where the camera, someone's phone isn't watching.
Yep.
Which is fine as long as you kind of just acknowledge that that's going to happen. And I don't know whether Mike Schilt, the manager of the Cardinals, is embarrassed or proud of himself today after his celebratory speech to the guys following their 13-1 dismantling of the Atlanta Braves in Game 5 of the first game yesterday. But do we know which player it was? Mm-hmm. That
Randy Arozarena.
Randy Arozarena.
Of the Arozarena fame. Yeah, he's 24 years old. It was Instagram living, which is just it's such a sacred place, the clubhouse, especially after a game like that. There was no media, I believe, in there now.
Before they opened the doors to the media, it was like a 10-minute cooling off period.
Yeah, and it was hey guys, I want to just say something here real quick. And let's play the audio that Paul and I have doctored a little bit, because you obviously could not play what Mike Schilt said on the unless we're on satellite radio, which we are not.
Even before 6 a.m., we can't do it.
Yeah, exactly. So we've doctored this a little bit with a little help from our very own Ben Higgins. Oh, he had no idea. No. Yeah, here we go.
What I loved about this series is we played the game hard, we played the game right. They started we finished the And that's how we roll. We don't start, but no one
fudge
with us ever, ever. All right. Now, I don't give a
fudge
who we play. We're going to
fudge
him up. We're going to take it right to him. The whole
fudge.
Away. We're
going to
kick
the
fudge.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go. Ever. All right. Now, I don't give a
fudge
who we play. We're going to
fudge
him up. We're going to take it right to him. The whole
fudge.
Away. We're going to kick the
fudge.
Yes.
Get the idea. I get the idea.
It was all right. So let's get I want to get everybody's initial reaction to when you saw that out there and you listened to it. What did you think, Ben Higgins? If you were a Cardinals player and you got that message from your manager,
when I if it's behind closed doors, I'm not surprised. That happens.
Sure.
That's very common. Actually, it's the only thing strange about it is. Someone was recording and the rest of us got to hear it.
Did you, for a moment, think to yourself, man, that is like the antithesis of Andy Green? That's the first thing I thought was, Wow, I could never see. And I don't know that Andy Green didn't do a speech like that, but I know he never delivered one in a moment like that because that moment hasn't come. So I just wondered if Andy Green would get up there and do that. That, to me, I thought, Mike Schilt, I know nothing about him. I looked at him, I was like, God, guy looks like such a nerd. You know, he's like a nerdy guy. Looks like he should work at, like, IBM or something. Then he delivers that speech. I'm like, well, I'll go kill for you. If you need me to
so
kill someone, I will.
Aaron Boone kind of looks a little nerdy, too.
But he's not. And he's fired
heard the,
up.
We've heard the audio of his savages in the box. And, you know, I think most managers will reach down for a choice phrase or two to inspire the troops. That's
I thought it was awesome.
Common.
I thought it was awesome.
It's, I mean, you know, I think they're pretty excited getting ready for the Washington Nationals now. And the Cardinals will host. Think about that happening. A team that at the All-Star break had the same record as the Padres will now host Game 1 of the National League Championship Series
just
tomorrow.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. But we'll stop down now for this.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Hammer time.
All right, Hammer, we're going to turn it over to you.
No pressure, but we're kind of on a roll.
Yeah, we're on a roll there, talking about our beloved
baseball. You got to keep us going there.
Keep it rolling. Oh, God, he didn't even turn the mic on. All right, now you're good.
I'm good. All right, cool. So I was just wondering, I love to relax. There's nothing better than relax than just chilling. And there's two things I like to chill in. I like to chill in a nice jacuzzi. I also like to take a bath. Oh. And I was thinking, bro, it's not even close in terms of a competition. Baths are way better than a jacuzzi. And it's not, in terms of like everything you can do in a bath, it's not very loud. I'm not really into jets. Jets can be really loud. You can't really stay in a jacuzzi for too long. Your kind of gets too hot. Then all of a sudden your skin, it wrinkles up way faster than a bath. I like to be able to watch TVs and movies while I'm taking a bath and maybe.
How many baths would you say you take in a week, in a 7-day period?
Oh, once a week.
You take one bath. I think, and listen, I'm not the guy anymore. Me 20 years ago, let's see your man card, bro. I'm not that guy anymore. I don't know. I don't think baths. I have taken a bath, just for the record. I haven't taken a bath, though, in many, many, many years.
Why?
It's dirty.
No, like, it's not.
It's dirty water, isn't it?
But you're cleaning yourself.
Sitting and
it's cleaner than a jacuzzi.
Yeah, that's fair. That is really
you're
fair.
Cleaner than the hot tub. I'll say that. You're not sitting in a bunch of chemicals.
Every time I get in a hot tub, I feel like I'm going to get out with like the some sort of West African flu or something. Like I'm going to really like be sick.
Well, the water just sits there.
It's
and, you
tepid.
Know, it's the right temperature to cultivate
bacterias and whatnot.
Viruses. Things like that. Although I don't think I've ever actually gotten sick.
I haven't
from
either.
From going in a hot tub, you do think that as you get
you
in.
You do. You're like, oh, God. Especially like in a hotel. When you get in a hotel hot tub, you're like, there's all sorts of fluids floating around
spring
here.
Training, hotel, hot tub. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Benny, bath guy?
We don't even have a bathtub.
So there you go. Makes it easier.
I could definitely see Ben as a bath guy, though. He's
If I had a bath, I might use it, but we don't have one.
Like if you go to a hotel and they got a bath there, do you use it?
I have, yeah. I have used the hotel bath.
What was your...
Mostly because, like, well, I'll never get a chance to use the bathtub for
now,
a while.
Now, was it like a couple's? Like you and Shell in the bathtub? I've done that.
No, it's just been me. Just
now, that's
know,
weird
hot,
to me.
Hot water.
it's
mostly therapeutic in terms of, like, you know, long day, relax the muscles.
Okay.
Some, you know, hot water feels good.
Okay.
But,
I would love to see Ben climb his giant. He's huge. He's 6'4", dude.
I don't really fit in most baths.
No, if I'm like you, if I had a giant bath, like a big throne like bath with the pillow on the back and the candles, I would probably use it. Like I would. We don't have it in our house either.
I do have a tub, but it's just a small regular size tub. There's no chance in hell I would ever think about taking a bath at my house, but. If I'm rarely on a vacation and the hotel room has one of those nice, giant, spa-like bathtubs.
Yeah, I'm in.
Really deep. I'll sit in one of those.
Oh, can I say right now that making love in either a bathtub or a hot tub is vastly overrated. Vastly. Agreed? Disagree.
Oh, yeah. It's too complicated.
It is
wet, but then it's not wet. Right. It's weird.
All right.
Well...
Hammer, I have a more family-friendly follow-up question. Bubbles or no bubbles in your bath?
I don't like really bubbles either. It's my thing is I just like it to be really calm, cool, and collective. That's why I don't like jets in a jacuzzi.
Okay.
I just like it to
just
be chill.
Calm water.
I like jets.
I like bubbles.
I like bubbles.
I don't really want to see myself laying in the bathtub.
Yeah. You look down and you're like, this is hilarious.
Oh my God, that's the best part.
This is hideous. Well, if you had a body like Hammer's, yeah, you're not going to mask it at all. If you look like Ben and Paul and I, you're like, just give me bubbles and all kinds of oils and whatnot. Just cover it up as much as you can.
Stop. Hematoma.
It is not a pretty sight. looking through the clear water, you're like, I'm disgusted. I'm getting out.
It looks lost.
Like grease or something from your body. Like the oils off your body are just kind of rising to the top.
I mean, if you think we don't like the look of it, I can't even imagine what someone else would think if they thought.
Walking on that.
How do we ever even get girls?
I ask myself that every
disgusting.
Day.
Just disgusting. Andy Green, big bath guy, I bet.
What are you saying?
Jay Stengler, hot tub guy. King, 100% hot tub
King
guy.
King Pouncey just tweeted in, when you get out of the hot tub, you get that Jay Stengler.
Jay Stengler lives in his hot tub. He makes his lineup card with a cigar and in a hot tub.
That's legendary.
All right,
legendary.
I think we need to ask the question, coming back for our second hour, is Dave Roberts possibly going to be available in the next manager of the Padres?
Maybe in the next 15 minutes.
It could be. It's Ben and Woods. Good morning to you on 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.